We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We've talked a lot of sports this week. We've had Joe Flacco on. We've had Brian Billick on. We've had Marvin Lewis on. We've gone through, well, every alum I could get, but once we beat the Chiefs, then I'm going to open up the floodgates. It's going to be Radio Row next week, a week early. We're doing Crab Cake Row, a cup of soup or bowl, and we're doing that 5 days in a row from 9 until 5. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation and Jiffy Lube MultiCare. Now, I got to say this. Our next guest here on the program is sponsoring our 25th anniversary. All sorts of, well, I get over here, 25th anniversary. All sorts of great things have happened here for our 25th anniversary, including the fact that we might be going to the Super Bowl on Sunday. Wendy Braunfein is here from Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter. They are sponsoring our 25 Stories of Glory. We're down to number 5, and the final 4 are counting down till February 3rd when we celebrate the, I guess it's the 12th anniversary of our New Orleans March. I don't know if we're going to be marching in Las Vegas or not. I know cannabis is on the menu in Nevada for anybody flying out there. Wendy Braunfein is here from Curio. What's going on? How are you? Is there nervous, palpable energy out on York Road right now at Far and Daughter about what's about to happen on Sunday?
Oh, I think everyone is super excited. Every gathering I've been in since last weekend that comes up, or if somebody's like talking, the first thing they say is, "All right, go Ravens." And so here we go.
Well, it's been something about the ticket prices and about the champ, because we've never had an AFC championship game here since 1971. So people are a little like skeeved out on price stuff. So, well, if you're going to go to Vegas, it's going to be an $8,000 or $10,000 ticket, game ticket. And then you have to fly out there and get there and do all that stuff. You guys went to the New Orleans Super Bowl. I went to the New Orleans Super Bowl. I mean, I would say I was a little sticker shocked. I mean, I do this for a living. I think people are going to get sticker shocked. There's been a little bit of how much going on this week in regard to the Ravens.
It's crazy. It's funny. The New Orleans Super Bowl came up recently, and tying back to cannabis, someone was asking about crazy time places you've used cannabis or whatever, and I said, well, in the spirit of hoping to have another Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl was in New Orleans, and we went, and the night before the Super Bowl, Snoop Dogg was performing at the House of Blues.
Yes, he was.
And we went to that, and so
you were still high at game time the next day.
No, I wasn't that bad, but just like, all right, I'm at House of Blues seeing Snoop Dogg, you know, there's stuff available. The Ravens win the Super Bowl the next day. It's a good memory.
Let me just say this. I went to Vegas in 17 or 18, whatever year the Caps won the cup. I was 17, right? So very new cannabis, only in Nevada and like Washington then, in Colorado, Washington, it come to Nevada. Wendy, I was blown away, and I guess this is sort of like going to Colorado and seeing little green crosses and saying, oh, that's a different kind of green cross. That was in 15, 16 in that area. I went to Nevada. I was blown away how quickly it sort of got to the strip and how once it came on in Nevada, it felt like to me like, all right, this is going to be everywhere. And I saw it there as – I saw Nevada as sort of the Wild West about – the cannabis part of this. And I learned recently that some states, California being one of them, very liberal place, they don't even know what terpenes are. They know what they are, but they're not listed. I find that to be a fascinating thing given the stigma around cannabis, but more what's in it. In the same way, when I go into Wise Markets, there's a label that says it has this, it has that. From your perspective, the laws in Maryland versus other places, I would think that's a good thing that the terps are on the label. I would think in California, it's probably not the most educational part to not know what you're getting.
Yeah, I totally agree. So in Maryland, we test for cannabinoids and terpenes, and then whatever is specified for the product appears on the label. And I think that allows people to know, like when you come in and you say, oh, I want to help sleep, or I want to be relaxed, or I want to correct my mood, or I want energy. Like that's all coming from the terpenes. So without that on the label, you don't really kind of know that that effect is there. So when I was in California and went into dispensary, I mean, I was kind of like being a little bit of a secret shopper, I guess, since I'm in the industry. And I was asking these questions and people would tell me to expect certain effects, but I'm like, it's not on there. How do you actually know? Like, have you consumed and tried every product in this store? Like, just because it says sativa or indica on there doesn't necessarily mean that it's as authentic as the label is. And but if you see those terps, you're like, oh, this is super high in linalool. Yes, I'm gonna get sleepy. I'm gonna get super relaxed from this. But if that's not there, I don't really know that I'm gonna get those results.
Well, and I would ask you, even in our state, would you want to sell a product that doesn't have the terps? Like, I mean, to me, it's part of the exploration of this that nobody explored years ago to say, what is this and why does it work? I mean, and I'll get to my wife in a minute with Good Night. I know you got some good day, but just on flower in general, I was sort of blown away that that existed, that that a government would bring it into state law without regulating, knowing every part that's in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not on the flower, it's not on the vapes there either. I mean, it's not really on anything. I don't, it seems like something that they could add to their program. I would think that they can that producers could put them on if they wanted to. They're just not required, but I'm not familiar with their regulations.
But they're testing
But I would,
already because they have percentages on there. So they're
right.
testing the product, right?
Yes, but the lab might not be. They either are getting all the results and they're not required to put it on, so they don't put it on, or the lab only tests for the cannabinoid profile and nothing else, which could be the case. But yeah, it makes you a much more informed consumer because essentially that information, if you buy a product and you like it, that information is what helps you know the next time you buy something, like, oh, if it has this kind of profile, then that's a product I'm going to like. That's a problem. Product that works well for me. In the absence of that, you're just saying, okay, this is how much THC or CBD or
Or you're
CBN or
buying a
whatever
name.
else.
It's like betting on a horse bank based on the name. You're saying,
Yeah.
oh, this is strawberry, this is lemon, or this is cherry, and it sounds good. But that's not really, certainly not what Curio's about, for sure.
No, because I mean, we want you to kind of place product to person and be able to find that thing that's going to solve your needs, give you the effects you want, improve your quality of life. It's whatever you're looking for. That information makes it much easier for you to find what you want.
All right, so we talk about cannabis all the time in regard to relaxation, in regard to focus and clarity, and certainly insomnia and sleep issues for lots of people. My wife recently got the Good Night product. She's medical, so she could get the time release because she's heard you talk about it here on Baltimore Positive. And she also was just on the exploration of how can I get better sleep because she is finding herself to be up in the middle of the night. Explain this product. My wife literally just got it 3 days ago, 4 days ago. It's sort of trial basis for her. I'm not even going to ask her, hey, how's it working until a week or two from now, maybe Super Bowl week, I'll ask her some thoughts about that because she, if she were here right now, what would you say to her about that product?
So that product was developed a number of years ago with medical patients in Maryland as a trial group. And like you said, it does use that pulse technology. So it's a tablet, it's scored. So there's a line in it. You can break the tablet in half and take half a dose. But no matter you take a full dose or half a dose, you always get that pulse system. And what the pulse system does is you take the pill 30 minutes before bed. It has a first pulse to help you fall asleep. And 3 hours later, it has a second pulse to help you stay asleep. So when we did the trial, we found that people who it helped people who both had trouble falling and or staying asleep. If people had what I'll refer to as like triggering events, like I get up to go to the bathroom and then I can't get back to sleep, stuff like that. They had either a very an ease of going back to sleep or it was a non-event, right? The next morning, they didn't remember really that they went to the bathroom and didn't. There was no like, oh, I got up and I didn't go
See, in
back
my
to sleep.
case, it's the cat. If we forget to feed the cat at about 1 a.m., she will let it be known that she must be fed. And then, I'm like, well, I'll combine the trip to the bathroom because I'm 55 and male, with feeding the cat. And then I go back in and I'm like, all right, I might as well get to work. You know what I mean? Sometimes that happens. And I guess for other, I get up in the middle of the night, I don't think anything. You think I'm weird to begin with because I'll work anywhere, anytime, whatever. But a lot of people, like my wife's got a gig. She's got to like report to be an engineer at 8 in the morning. 2 a.m. sleep problems, and she's still staring at the wall at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. And then she falls back asleep at 5 and gets up at 6, and she's a mess. And so that middle of the night, that pulse, I don't know how it works. I don't know if you're going to be able to. Listen, I own a radio station. I can't explain really how it comes in your car. Can you explain this pulse thing to me in some way that maybe a guy from Dundalk can understand it?
So we have a scientific advisory board that helps us develop these more targeted products. And one of the members and the chair of that board is a noted pharmacologist who's made several commercial drugs that people would know, including the extended release form of Adderall. So he is very attuned to how to put, for lack of a better term, the technology into a pill so that the pill knows when to release in your body and where to release in your body. So with Good Night, it's about timing, right? It's about knowing to release initially when you take it and then knowing to release 3 hours later. With our GI product, it's the pill understands not only the extended release in terms of providing you with effects, but it doesn't release until it gets deep in your gut. It knows where in your body to go to help solve that issue. So that is his mastery, and so we're bringing that speciality of what you'd find in traditional healthcare into the cannabis sector. Now, what we're working on behind the scenes is it's very common, and for lack of a term, I'll say easier to do these types of pulses in a tablet, right, that you swallow. It's not as common in a gummy, but we know that gummies are a form that people like. So we're trying to innovate and figure out how we can capture that pulse system in a gummy so that you can get the both best of both worlds. Somebody who wants to chew and swallow something has the same can have the same system that gives you those ideal effects as somebody who swallows a pill.
A lot of people can't take pills, especially big ones like
Yeah.
swallow. They get a gag thing going on. Gummies are the most popular. I mean, we always heard about brownies and edibles and all these different things, but gummies sort of the standard, right?
Yeah, I think that chew market here in cannabis is very popular, or broadly spoken about, like edibles would be a term that people would use. Those people, I think anything, just whether it's cannabis or just traditional medicine, if your medicine, quote, tastes good, right, it's easier to consume it. So, we have a myriad, we have like 15 flavors of chews. We do a lot of work on dialing in those flavors. We do a lot of work on distilling the cannabis so that we have the active ingredients in there and it's not real earthy tasting. You're not kind of feeling like you're eating, plant matter with a gummy. It's just a nice tasting chew. And so I think people really like that way of consuming. Now, when you consume that way, you have a differentiation in your onset versus inhaling something, right? If you inhale something super fast, like immediate effects of ha because of how quickly it gets into your bloodstream. When you chew something, you have to digest it. So, that's more of a fit, probably like a, in its shortest form, probably in a 15 to 30 minutes to start to feel the effects, but can be much longer in duration when you digest it. And so that's why when people consume by edibles, you talk more, a lot more about start low and go slow, because you don't know what your metabolism is relative to this and when you're not only going to feel it start to take effect, but how long it's going to last. And if you think, oh, I don't think this is doing anything, and you eat a second one,
Don't do
you
that.
might find
Don't do
yourself,
that.
right, don't do that, right.
I do a
Just
lot of
one at
responsible
a time.
gaming and responsible. Do this responsibly. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is
Yes.
our chief cannabis officer. She's a chief brand officer at Curio Wellness. They're right over on the York Road, just south of Timonium. They specialize in cannabis products right here in the state of Maryland, also in a few other states, but are based right here. And they even have like purple, the zero. Oh, Curio, some stuff over there. If you're celebrating Festivus for the rest of us, last thing for you this week, because I keep it short. We got a lot of things going on. We got a lot of celebrating to do. Got to get through this football game. You have a new product on the Good Day side. I talk Good Night about my wife and time release. I don't think I've ever really spoken to you about the Good Day product, which is, I think Day, I think Dayquil, and I think like when I'm flighty and I'm sick and I've got to take this thing to keep me going on. The jittery part of those drugs was just, I mean, yeah, it's functional. I can get through my day, but there was nothing pleasant about Dayquil. So when I
Right.
think Good Day, I'm thinking, all right, so what would a Good Day product look like during the day? That's something that for focus and clarity, right?
Yeah. So the Good Day product is would be referred to as a ratio product. So it's a blend of CBD and THC. THC, but it leans more into CBD than THC. THC is what's psychoactive. CBD is not psychoactive, right? So you're going to have you have you're able to you have more function, right? You're not going to be quote high. Now, there are varying ratios from as much as 20 milligrams of CBD to 2 milligrams of THC, which is virtually, you're not going to feel much in the way of a psychoactivity, to a more balanced ratio where the THC is higher, where you could feel a little bit of that effect. And that's where people need to find what the ratio is right for them across the spectrum that we offer. But essentially, it's functional use of cannabis for the daytime. Now, the newest product coming out is not only CBD and THC, but another minor cannabinoid called THCV. And that cannabinoid has been shown to produce more effects that relate more to focus. So again, great for that daytime use, and being able to have clarity of mind and focus on activities and getting stuff done. So, I think the good day runs the gamut from sort of like, I just want to take the edge off. You're gonna be around a bunch of people who might get on your nerves, and it's kind of like, hey, I take a good day. Nobody really bothers me, and I'm not really high at all, but it all rolls off my back. To I got to get stuff done. I'm going to take one of these with the THCV. The THC again is very low in the formula, so you're not feeling high, you're just feeling high functionality.
The clarity thing's interesting to me because, I'm a Dundalk guy, and back in high school, some people would get a little bit of, the product and say it puts me to sleep. It just knocks me out. It's not functional. And the whole reason your parents told you not to do it was you'll just sit in your room all day and nothing will get done. You'll go to bed. You can't get things done. You can't accomplish things. That's a stigma on the drug that maybe somebody got something in 1978 to put them to sleep or whatever, but that's not really what cannabis is about. And that really is part of the stigma of the government and the scheduling of it and all of that, was to think like there was no way to be productive if you were a stoner or if you even got stoned once, which is why testing and job testing and all of that is, you couldn't be a good employee if you used cannabis. There was a that was a stigma.
Well, I think that there's sort of two pieces we've talked about today that kind of counter that sedating stereotype, if you will. So when you're using CBD, you have no psychoactivity. You have inflammation, you're helping inflammation, you're helping relaxation, you're dealing with stress, right? So all those things are kind of giving you benefits to mood, to anxiety management, stuff like that. Then you've got the terpenes, like we've talked about our terp chews a lot. So like on the terpene side, if you had something like the mango or the orange terpene chews that we make, those are infused with valencine and limonene, which you might think of like a lemon or a Valencia orange, right? Citrusy, bright things. So those chews are specifically designed to be energizing and uplifting. So yes, you
And they
could be
are. I
cog.
will. I will vouch for
Yeah.
that. They are. They will. You will not be taking a nap. I don't think there's any question about
No,
that.
no. I mean, I use them mostly like kind of like Friday, Saturday night, right? Like in some ways in lieu of drinking, but also like, all right, we're going out and I got to be like on and
Like a cup
talking
of coffee
and
without the
I'm tired.
jitters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like instead of like, oh, we're going out tonight, I'm gonna have a cup of coffee. It's like, I'm gonna have this chew and I'm just gonna get a little pep in my step. Yeah.
Well,
So
Wendy,
between the
go ahead.
terpenes and the CBD, both of them kind of counter that conversation around sedation.
All right, listen, we're going to keep this short. Are they going to win? I mean, let's just, are we going to be talking Super Bowl next week? Are we going to be talking about, and I've said this a little bit lately because I talked to a lot of football players early in the week and it was all football, football, football. Now it's more like how I feel about it. And I'm like, Patrick Mahomes, it's they're favored, but like, it's not in the bag, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking to myself, this would be the worst loss of all. Like, I can't fathom what it's going to feel like on Monday if they don't win. And it's been a long time since I've had that feeling. And I'm pretty sure they're going to win, but I don't know that I'm psychologically prepared. I don't know that the city's psychologically prepared if they were to lose.
Well, here's what I will say. If God forbid that happens, we have many things that can help correct your mood.
Here comes the endorsement. Wendy Braun Fine is here. She is our chief cannabis officer who is making me laugh. You can go to Curio Wellness, you can go to Foreign Daughter. And just from a gateway standpoint, if nobody's ever been in your shop, what would you tell them about coming in? Talk to somebody when they come in, because you can do all this research on the internet, but there is a part sometimes, even I get it, even broadcasting your place, I'm like, I wonder if somebody's going to see me here. Like nobody ever thinks that way about walking in a liquor store. And I think sort of that stigma is going away a little bit. But if you've never been in, you don't need a card. You need to be of adult age. But if and you are, but if you come in for the first time, I think people can be a little intimidated, a little. You just their first time's first time for anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, the store is broad in what it offers, right? So when you walk in, you're entering just general retail, lots of health and wellness products and sort of fun lifestyle things that you can purchase. And then the dispensary is sort of set back inside the store. And we have a wonderful staff who's highly educated and you're gonna say what you're looking for, the way you'd like to consume it. Do you want to smoke it? Do you want to eat it? Do you want to rub it on your body? Whatever it is. And they're going to help guide you to the right product. There's no rush. We're here to listen and we're here to help you find. And, we want you to get the right product. If it's not the right fit, you should come back. We should talk about it, get you something that you like.
I'll let everybody know that if the unthinkable happens and things go wrong, that you're there for them on Monday. Wendy Braun
A
Fine is
hundred
here.
percent.
She'll be back here next week. She's not going to the Super Bowl because it's too damn expensive for some of us as well. The good news is, if the Ravens win on Sunday, or should I say when the Ravens win, Luke will be in Las Vegas next week. I'm going to be doing a brand new promotion. We're calling it Crab Cake Row. It's going to be live radio. Think Jerry Lewis Telethon, but with me with longer hair. We're going to be doing 9 to 5 live radio Monday through Friday, the week of February 5th. We're going to start things down at Fadley's at the new Lexington Market. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, and Jiffy Lube Multi-Care. And it's 8 hours a day, 5 days in anticipation of Super Bowl 58 and hopefully our third parade in downtown Baltimore. Luke, we'll keep you abreast of anything that happens on the WNSD Tech Service. We're hoping for Marlon Humphrey. We think Mark Andrews is going to play. It's a big, big week around here. Go Ravens. Festivus for the
Go
rest of
Ravens.
us. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD. AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.